Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the sixth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled, Let's Hear It for the Women.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord. In one of the parishes where I served for 9 years, there was a ministry called Circle of Women. It was a group of about 6 women who gathered monthly for prayer and sharing of life. They were a support to one another throughout life's journey with all of its celebrations and challenges. This one circle soon became multiple circles of women and eventually gave birth to the Circle of Families, which also expanded to multiple circles of families. These women and families prayed together, played together, and did service together, truly reflecting the witness of discipleship. I thought of them as I reflected on today's first reading, where Paul and his companions found themselves on the banks of the river in the midst of a circle of women. Who knows why the women were gathered there? Perhaps they were sharing life. Perhaps they were praying. Who knows? What we do know is that one of them, Lydia, a worshiper of God, a woman of some means given her industry in purple cloth, opened her heart to the preaching of Paul. Might we presume that the other women, a part of Lydia's circle, were also a part of her household who opened their hearts to Paul and who were also baptized? Like Mary Magdalene and her circle of women who supported Jesus and the disciples in their ministry, Lydia does the same when she invited Paul and the others to stay in her home while in Philippi. Because of Lydia and her companions, the church in Philippi was able to thrive. So it has been from the earliest days of the church. Women have been the backbone of the church, providing leadership and support, preaching and testifying to Jesus Christ in word and with their lives. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul names some of the other women who opened their hearts to his preaching and became partners in his ministry. Women like Phoebe and Ken Cray, Prisca in Ephesus, Junia in Rome, and Chloe in Corinth. And there are others down through history. Catherine of Siena, Julian of Norwich, Sor Juana, Margaret of Castello, Hildegard of Bingen, Molly Rogers, Dorothy Day, Mother Teresa, Maura Clark, Ida Ford, Jean Donovan, and Dorothy Kazel, Barbara Ann Mutra, Mary Joel Colmer, and the mothers of the disappeared in Latin America, to name just a few. Filled with the Holy Spirit, the promised gift of Jesus to his followers, women of the church, known and anonymous, have opened their hearts and homes to those who are in need of welcome, advocated for justice, testified to the gospel, lifted up the brokenhearted, shared their faith, their belief in and relationship with Jesus, and given their lives for him. In this month of May, the month of Mary, the month where we in the United States celebrate not only Mother's Day, but also the nursing profession, we would do well to remember the women in our own lives who have been the face of God for us, who filled with the Holy Spirit have advocated for us, who have encircled us with love and care, forgiveness and compassion, patience and encouragement, who have been judged faithful, who have ministered and passed on the faith to others, who have taught us in their witness how to be faithful disciples. It is such women who give us a glimpse of what it means to be welcomed and accepted as we are into the circle, into the loving embrace of the Trinity. It is such women who also are the Imago Dei in our midst.